I'm Janine Payton, and I'm losing my voice. Our first scripture today comes from the Psalms, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of the scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. And from the letter to the Colossians, we read, chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, I need to start with a confession today, very similar to the confession that was just made to the children. I'm not great with plants. That might be an understatement. Like, I have killed a lot of houseplants in my day. I brought a plant home one time, and Jerry kind of looked at the plant, looked at me, and said, sweetie, at this point, you're committing premeditated murder. But this year, my dad offered me a cutting of what we in the family call the grandma cactus. It's a Christmas cactus that first belonged to my great-grandmother. My brother is a really serious plant guy, and he was entrusted with a cutting of the grandma cactus years ago. But every time that my dad would offer me a cutting, I would say no, because I didn't want to be responsible for killing my poor grandma's poor cactus. But for some reason, call it grace, call it misplaced faith in myself, the last time last year that my dad offered it to me, I took a deep breath and I just said, okay, let's try it. And I have been diligent. I have been determined that this plant will not die. So I've remembered to water it, but not give it too much water. I have a spray bottle that I spray the leaves with to keep them moist and humid in this dry place. I even got talked into buying this little moisture gauge thingy that you put down in the soil so that you can see how much moisture the plant needs. And this week, it blossomed for the first time since it's been at my house. Thank you. Thank you. I've been sort of watching it as the little buds started to form, and they were getting bigger and bigger, and I was just like, any day now, any day. And then finally this week, all these pretty pink flowers came out. It felt like a reward for all of this careful, diligent tending to the plants. And bonus is, since I started keeping that plant alive, I've been able to keep several other plants alive, so I have this little garden starting to form in the house. It is amazing what can happen when roots get what they need, right? In this part of the letter to the Colossian church that Janine just read, the writer talks about roots, talks about being rooted. Roots anchor a plant so that when the wind blows or when the ground shifts, it doesn't topple over. Roots nourish. They draw in what the plant needs most, water, minerals, nutrients, all the things that make life possible. And roots connect. In the forest, they tangle together, they share water, they share nutrients, they create this whole network of support beneath the surface. Without healthy roots, Nothing above the soil can last for long, as I know very well. But when roots go deep and when roots are connected, a plant can weather almost anything. And that's what the writer of the letter to the Colossians was getting at. What the writer said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, abounding in thanksgiving. This letter was written to a community that was learning what it meant to follow Jesus in a really noisy and difficult time, surrounded by change, surrounded by a bunch of competing voices, all trying to tell them what was true. And in the midst of this sort of cacophony, the writer gives them advice. Stay rooted. The root that the writer is talking about is Christ, is allowing Christ's love and grace to reach deep into our lives, to nourish us, to draw us toward all that is life-giving. Grace is where it all starts. It's the ground of our very being. It's the steady stream of love that flows beneath everything else. Grace holds us when life is uncertain. Grace nourishes us when our strength feels small. Grace keeps calling us toward the light, even on the cloudiest days. To be rooted in grace, to be rooted in Christ, is to rest our lives in that love, to entrust our lives to that love, to let it shape who we are, to let it fill our hearts, to let it guide and nourish us. To be built up in Christ is to let our lives take shape around him. It's to let his love be the framework, the thing that teaches us how to live and how to grow. To be established in the faith is to find our stability in our faith. This strength that helps us stand firm, that helps us be generous, that helps us be grateful, even when wind kicks up and things start to get hairy. These roots, this grace, is pure gift. It's grounding, it's nourishing, it's steady. When we tend those roots, we get stronger and stronger, and we can tend those roots by gathering for worship, by praying. When we open the scripture and listen for God's voice, we're tending to those roots. And we nourish those roots when we come to the table and share communion, when we rest and spend time in God's presence, when we show up for one another. That's how we water the soil of our souls, so that in time we can bloom, so that in time our lives can bear good fruit. One of my favorite trees is a sequoia tree, because sequoias are like the biggest trees on earth. They can be up to 300 feet tall, and their trunks can be wider than a car. And so you'd think that trees that are that big have to have roots that go like halfway to the center of the earth. But they don't. Actually, their roots are surprisingly shallow. They can usually be only about like 12 feet deep, the roots. And sequoia trees can grow in as little as 3 feet of soil. Because the strength of the sequoia doesn't come from how deep its roots go. It comes from how wide its roots grow. Sequoias are interconnected trees. No sequoia grows alone. You'll never see just like one sequoia tree doing really well. Because they need each other's roots. Their roots weave together. They share water. They share nutrients. They create a foundation that holds all of them up. They're able to grow so tall and so big because they grow with each other. That's the kind of rootedness that God invites us to live and to be as a church. Not just like a single solitary tree trying to figure out how to weather life, but a big forest of faith held together by grace, connected to each other. So that when one of us is dry, another one shares their water. So that when one of us is weary, another one lends its strength. That is what grace does when it nourishes a community. It connects us. It keeps us standing tall. It's that kind of grace that nourishes us in this ministry that we share in this place. It's what allows us to bloom. It's what helps us to bear good fruit together, to care and to teach and to serve and to love in Jesus' name. And beloveds, we are blooming. We are bearing fruit. Like, when you stop to think about it, the fruit of this congregation, it like pops up everywhere. It pops up in the laughter and the learning that spills out of the classrooms and off of the playground at the Great Escape. In the teachers and the caregivers who pour their love and their patience into each one of those kids every day. Finding affordable health care is a crucial part of life in community. Like most, for many families, it is what makes life possible to do. And so for us to be able to provide that to our community, we are bearing amazing and hopeful and helpful fruit for our kids. We're planting seeds for the future. Through those adults who dedicate themselves, their lives to teaching those kids and helping them grow, those kids are learning what kindness looks like. They're learning what having a safe place to be themselves looks like. They're learning what caring for others looks like. That is fruit. That is amazing, sacred fruit. And we see that fruit in the joy of our EverKids Sunday School, where every week our little disciples get to learn the stories of Jesus and ask big questions and discover what it means to live out your faith in the way that you treat one another and in the things that you give. We see our fruit in our youth group, where young people find a place to belong and a place to serve and a place where they know that they can be themselves and that who they are matters, where faith takes root in their hearts and grows strong and will carry this church forward beyond all of us. We see the fruit of our church in the people who reach out to our community, our church and society folks and our missions folks, and their hands and their hearts that reach out into the world in compassion and advocate for justice and feed our neighbors and show what love looks like in public. We see our fruit in these formation groups at our church, adult ed and Bible study and small groups and choir, places where people ask honest questions together and open scripture for one another through our discernment together and our conversations with each other. And in the ways that sometimes we disagree, but we seek common ground in our love for Jesus and our love for each other. the ways that we encourage one another to grow in our relationship with God. I feel so passionately about those small groups and those studies in the church, because those are the things that form not just the foundations of our faith, but they help us to live our lives with a different posture when we're in relationship with people, when we're sharing intimately with people, and when we disagree, but we can still love each other. That changes the world. And us going into the world with a posture of love and care, it makes a difference. And we learn that and we practice that here. That is fruit. We see fruit in the ways that we welcome people at the sanctuary door, and the ways that we care for each other through illness and through grief, and the ways that we show up when somebody needs help. And we see fruit in the quiet stuff, the behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody usually sees. The ones who balance the books, the ones who take the donations to the food pantry on a Wednesday afternoon, the ones who take the linens from the fellowship hall home after the potluck and wash them and bring them back, the ones who stay after events to wipe down all, make sure all the surfaces are clean and all of the carpet is vacuumed and all of the doors are locked and all of the lights are turned out. Every one of those acts is fruit from the same root system. The grace of Christ that runs through us and in us and between us. Because our roots in Christ are strong, this tree, this church, grows strong too. Its branches spread wide. That's you, by the way. You are the branches. You're reaching, you're serving, you're caring, you're giving, you're loving. You are the visible tree. You are the fruit-bearing branches of Christ's vine in this place. The beauty of a really healthy, really life-giving, well-nourished tree is that the fruit it bears also carries seeds. Every gift we give, every dollar we pledge, every offering placed in the plate, every online gift that we make, that's a seed that we plant. Those gifts aren't separate from our worship. They aren't separate from our prayer. They are worship. And they are prayer. They're one of the ways that we say thank you to God for all that God has given us, for the fact that God gives us everything that we need to be healthy and to grow. And it's one of the ways that we say, yes, God, we want to join you in the amazing things that you are doing here. When we give, we're watering the soil for the next season of growth. We're helping new roots take hold. We're tending the tree so that it can keep bearing fruit in our generation and in the next generation and in the generation after that. Because our ministry, the Great Escape, the EverKids, the Sunday School, the faith being shaped in our youth, the outreach that feeds and heals, the worship that nourishes our soul, none of that just happens. It happens because people give. It happens because you give. Our giving is how we keep our soil healthy and rich. It's how we make sure that this UMCE tree stays healthy and strong, that it has what it needs to keep blooming and bearing good fruit. The writer of Colossians said that when we drink deeply of Christ's love and grace, gratitude becomes our first fruit. From that gratitude generosity grows. And out of that generosity, new stuff starts to happen and good fruit is produced and new seed is planted. That's what it means to be rooted in Christ and growing for tomorrow. That we give in ways that nurture life. That we rejoice in the new life that we get to experience only because other people faithfully planted seeds before us. Our roots are deep and wide because God's love and grace is even deeper and even wider. And through that grace, we are growing every branch, every heart, every story. We could become the people that God has called us to be. As we start this new season together, the season of stewardship and generosity and reflection, I want to invite you to take a few minutes to name what nourishes you here. So you came in today, hopefully you were given a little piece of paper and a pen. If you don't have a pen, there should be some in your row. Together over these next few weeks, we're going to reflect on what makes this place special and fruitful and hope-filled. And we're going to build a tree together. Right now, it's just sort of empty branches. But this tree represents our church, its past, its present, and its future. So today, we're going to start with this question. What is something you love about UMCE? Write it down on that paper, and then when the ushers come through in a little bit with the offering plate, you could stick it in the offering plate. What is something that you love about UMCE? What here roots you? What helps your faith grow? What brings you joy? What fills you with gratitude? Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe it's a moment in worship or the kids running around during fellowship time or the quiet space to pray in this place. Whatever it is, that's grace. That's God at work in this living, growing tree that is the church. So may our roots continue to drink deeply of grace. May our branches reach wide in love. And may our lives bear fruit that blesses the world today and tomorrow and for years to come. Amen.